Thank you. Thanks for being here. I think last year we got the recipients of this award right. Obviously, you can see Jordan coming up here, a young man just coming off his rookie season, to be able to sit in a room like this and deliver a speech that he delivered. It was something special. So congratulations to you, Jordan. I'm honored to accept this award on behalf of Josh. Just I know he's honored to receive it. Anytime you win an award that's voted on by your players and peers, like these gentlemen over here, it's something a little bit more special, because we know Josh inside and out. We saw him come in the building, one of the first ones in and one of the last ones to leave, every single day working and trying to make himself a better player. But that's not where it ended with Josh. He's also helping anybody that crossed his path. And sometimes if you cross his path, you try to shield it so he wouldn't try to help you, because that's just the type of guy he was. It was fun to watch, and I was able to benefit greatly from him. He truly wished the best for everybody in this organization, player-wise, personnel-wise, coaching-wise, which is a rare quality. And I think you'll hear me use the word rare when I talk about Josh a lot this afternoon. Just to give you a scope of what Josh did here, he helped the young offensive players from day one, in April, in May. He was staying at the hotel with these kids because his family was back in North Carolina, and he was a 33, 34-year-old guy. It'd be very easy for him to close his room and FaceTime and call home and talk to his family and try to spend as much time as them, but that was the opposite of Josh. He stuck around here. And in the lobby at the hotel, would have guys down there, would order pizzas, and just go through the offense, write it up on boards, I mean, countless hours, till 9, 10, 11 o'clock in the afternoon, in the night, working with these young players. He would lead a Bible study here. Him and Brandon Marshall, they did a lot with that, and just encouraging guys, no matter what your faith or your religious beliefs were, to come and join in on that. He worked with Pat in community development probably more than any other player this past year, which is something to be said for an older guy to spend that time, your downtime Monday, Tuesday, working in the community. And then because he didn't get reps, because I was usually hogging most of them, he would have to spend time on himself of getting reps, working at his craft in his downtime, which is a tough thing to do as a backup quarterback. It's easy to just kind of slide and to say, you know, I got it. I watched him do it. But he wasn't going to leave anything to chance. He was going to make sure that he got his work done, and he always did, and it showed on the field. Josh didn't know how to say no when it came to helping people or extending himself. So I think he's a rare quality in this industry, and it's a rare quality in people, especially in the world of selfies and hashtags. Josh generally cared about others, and you could see it every day in how he operated and how he extended himself. It's impossible to replace a person like Josh McCown, but I couldn't be more happy for him on this next journey down in Tampa. There isn't a more deserving player in the league, I think, this past year than Josh McCown. After spending, 13 seasons on 7-8 different teams, just as many offensive coordinators and new playbooks each and every year, to get this opportunity at the end of his career is very, very deserving for him. I couldn't be happier. There have been many deserving recipients of the Brian Piccolo Award, but none can be more deserving than Josh McCown. He embodies all of the qualities: courage, loyalty, teamwork, dedication, and a sense of humor that Brian Piccolo possessed. I'm honored to receive this award for him, and my only regret is I wish I would have met him earlier in life. It's very rare, I'll use that word rare again, to find a teammate that not only makes you a better player, but also a better person. I talked to Josh whenever they asked me to do this. I said, you know, we got two options. Either I can sit up here and, you know, bunch of lies about you, or you can come in and do it yourself. And I sent him a rough draft last night, and it was about four lines, and I don't think he liked it very much, because he sent me this email about 30 minutes ago of some stuff he wanted me to read for him. So I'll go ahead and read this as well. He says, I apologize for my absence today. However, I thought it'd be out of line with the spirit of the Brian Piccolo Award to leave my current teammates in what is such a crucial time in the building process this offseason. I asked the teammate that I spent the most time with to share some of my thoughts with you. I'm guessing that's me. Some would say a little bit too much time. 2013 will always be special to me because of the men I worked with every day. I would like to thank my teammates for allowing me to represent them with this award. I say that because you can't be chosen for something like this in golf or tennis. It takes a team, which makes this more of a celebration of our team's relationship than of one person. The opportunity to come to work every day and build authentic relationships with your teammates and coworkers starts from the top. So the McCaskey family, especially Pat, I can't thank you enough for fostering that kind of environment. It flows from there, and whether it's the general manager's office or the group in ticket sales, people inside Hallis Hall are always willing to serve. 2013 will always be regarded as a special season of life for me because I learned so much. Some of the core values of my faith were strengthened, and that experience alone is priceless. There's a scripture that says, perfect love casts out all fear, and is brought to mind many times throughout the 2013 season. The most vivid moment was when I was pressed into action halfway through season. I was flooded with emotions as I took the field, concerned for my injured friend and teammate, but also anxious over how I would perform. The anxiety began to go away as I remembered the countless hours that we put in. We developed trust and a brotherly love as we served one another in the early stages of learning an offense. When my focus turned away from myself and onto the teammates, I gained peace and my fears were gone. Coach Trestman said many times, what one of us does affects all of us. That's what makes receiving this award so humbling, because I feel like we did it together. I remember watching the movie Brian's Song as a kid in my cousin's living room. It's humbling to hear of the love and affection his teammates had for him. Gail says, acknowledged his love for Brian and urged others to love Brian also. It's what makes being a teammate such a special gift. The moment we say it's not about me, but about serving those around us. When we try and get others to love those around us more than ourselves, that's when we capture what Brian Piccolo is all about. So to my teammates and coaches and everyone at Hallis Hall, thank you and God bless. Thank you.